Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in studio right now are three members of Superior RoboWorks. They're the robotics team from Houghton High School, and it's competition season for robotics, and so that's why we have them here to talk about what goes into building a robot, what they learn from it, and what the competition is about. Over there in the background, we have Kathy Lund, who is supporting the team, so thank you all for joining me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, good. Thanks for coming in. And tell me, first of all, do you have a name of the robot?
Yes, this is Francois the 16th. So our robot, one of our founding mentors was named Francois. And so ever since then, we've just been naming it Francois 2, Francois 3, and we have finally reached, wait, no, it's Francois 17 this year, right?
Yes,
this is okay. This is Francois 17 then.
Okay. Do you start over every single year with a whole new robot from scratch, or are you able to take your previous robot and modify it?
Usually we just start from scratch. Usually we take one of the previous year's robots and just like take it all apart and then reuse some of the parts, but usually it's just from scratch.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go one at a time because I want to know how long you've been on robotics and what you think of it so far. So let's go ahead and start from my right with Danielle. Now, you got a little bit of a lengthier history than a normal high school student would, but tell us about it.
So this is my second year being on the team because I'm a sophomore, but I started going to the meetings as an eighth grader because my brothers were on the team, and I just kind of like watched how everything went because I was really looking forward to joining the team. And I love robotics. Like, it's my entire life. I love it so much.
Are you into science and programming, you know, apart from robotics? Do you like that stuff?
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of, like, science and math, like, throughout elementary school and middle school. So I've always, like, thought that this was kind of the way I wanted to go with my life. But being in robotics has definitely confirmed that I want to be an engineer.
Well, that's fantastic because there's a huge push to see more young ladies get involved with that. and a very rewarding and, you know, possibly a very successful career could be ahead of you as you stick with it. It's very challenging, though. You've got a lot of obstacles to go over.
It's a fun kind of challenging, though. So.
Well, that's good. You seem to have the right attitude about it. Now, with the robot, do you perform a particular function?
Like, does the robot?
No,
or
you.
Or do I?
Yeah.
Do I? Well, I just help. I build it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So does different people do things, like one person's programmer, one operates, one welds?
Yeah, well, we have, like, the different, like, subcategories. Like, there's, like, the people who are mostly building. Like, we've broken off into different groups for that. Like, we have the people building the chassis and the people building, like, the shooter. I was working on the shooter a lot with Ethan. And so, yeah, I worked a lot on the shooter this year.
All right, Ethan, let's go ahead and go over to you. How many years have you been working on the robot?
This is my fourth year.
Okay, so you're the senior in the group.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so, you know, as the old man on the team here, you've seen, you know, you're in your fourth year of, you know, designing a robot and entering competition. Mm-hmm. What is it that you do right now with it?
Right now, like Danielle said, I've been working mainly on the shooter. Yeah, basically that's where all my time has been going into this year. Like, at first I helped participate in, like, choosing what drivetrain and chassis design should be. But after that, I just helped prototype and create the shooter that we use for the robot.
Now, when you were in ninth grade, if you can remember back all those years, and you wanted to be on the robotics, what about it that, you know, was it appealing to you?
Well, my friend, Jacob, he basically just asked me to be on the team. I didn't really know much about it at the time. I had heard that, like, I knew it existed, but I didn't have any thoughts about being on the team at first. But he got me to try it out, and I really liked it because it was all that I wanted, really, because all the time I was, like, playing with Legos and building, like, mechanized things, and robotics was just the place for me to be. It was just great.
Do you plan on continuing on with robotics or something similar when you go to college?
Yeah, absolutely. I am planning on going into mechanical engineering and hopefully working for a rocket company.
Awesome. Do you have a rocket on this robot?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. All right, Tyler, let's go back to you now. This is your second year, correct?
This is my first year.
First year, okay. So brand new to it.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of background about, you know, what have you done with, you know, science and engineering prior to this?
Well, I was homeschooled up until last year, so I was always just reading science books. I never really had a science class at all, but I just started getting into science a little bit, and I learned programming on Khan Academy a couple years ago. So I originally joined robotics thinking I'd be able to help out with the programming, but as it turns out, I had learned the wrong language. So now I got stuck doing all the hands-on work that I found out I really enjoy. So
okay. Well, do you think you ever get back into programming?
I'm still trying to learn Java, but it's slow going.
Okay. All right. I want to give our audience a little bit of background just so they know. Okay, this is about the first robotics competition. And when we say first, that kind of throws people off because I think it's like, first in line. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if I had what first. Do you know what FIRST stands for?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's an acronym for the Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology.
Good. And know that right off the top of your head. That's excellent. Okay. And so they have a series of competitions, and they go through multiple levels. Danielle or, Tyler and Ethan, don't be shy if you know the answer, too, on how does the competitions work?
Go ahead,
James. Well, for each team in Michigan, because Michigan has a very abnormal amount of teams, it has a lot, each team will get to go to two district events of their choosing, like location. And if they perform well in those, then they go on to the state competition. And then if they perform well there, then they're invited to go to the World Championship in St. Louis.
What two district competitions did your team choose?
We chose to go to the competition in Battle Creek and the competition in Escanaba.
Battle Creek is actually this weekend. The program, of course, airing on Sunday. The Escanaba one is coming up in this coming up weekend on the 18th and 19th. With two, how do you determine who's the winner, or how do you determine if you advance?
It's all based on your score percentage, like your average amount of points. And then if you're a team who often gets a lot of points, you're more likely to move on. But if you don't often get a lot of points, then unfortunately, you won't be moving on to states or worlds.
And your team was really successful last year, for sure.
Yeah, last year was a good year. So last year we qualified for states, and then we qualified for worlds for the second year in a row, which was really incredible. And not only that, but we were fifth place in our division at worlds.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy.
Where did the worlds take place?
It was in St. Louis last year.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, I know for the Escanaba, I don't have a list of teams that are competing in the Battle Creek one. Maybe it's the same list. I don't know. Probably not if you got to choose two different ones to go to. Mm-hmm. But I just want to give a shout out because for Escanaba coming up on March 18th and 19th, in addition to Superior RoboWorks from Houghton, also the Copperbots from Calumet will be competing there. And anybody who listens to this show, I always talk about my daughter. She's on that team. I've mentioned that plenty of times before. The Robotic Turmoil, Lake Linden's second year team, is going to be competing in Escanaba as well. And we're also going to be welcoming the UN team, the Panthers, their first year participating. So really, this was one of the things that struck me and why I wanted to do the show. This is catching on.
Yeah.
What makes it so great?
Well, I guess, once the students just get a taste of it, either going to a competition before they're on a team or for their first year on a team, they'll realize how amazing it is and how many other people are like them and like to participate in this kind of activity. And it's addicting. It really is.
Yeah, and what an incredible opportunity to be a high schooler, and yet here we are designing and building and programming robots and then bringing them to competitions. And then to find that it's a worldwide thing, that there are teams everywhere, and just to find all of these wonderful people, it's so great.
Now, robotics is, it sounds like sort of an indoor thing to do, if you're enjoying, you like the science shows, and you like reading, and you like working on computers, that this might be something that you're into. But I know a lot of people on these different robotics teams, and it's not always the science geek who's mm-hmm. on there, and trust me, I'm a science geek myself. I love my fellow geeks. Robotics is appealing to a wide range of different people. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who you are. A lot of people come to our team not even really knowing what they're interested in. some of us come to the team and it's like, I like building, I'm going to do that, or I like programming, and then they come and do that. But then you don't even really have to know what you're into doing. Like, we have photographers and we have like our media people, so you don't even necessarily have to be like a super hardcore science geek. Like, whoever you are, we have a place for you.
What about a time commitment? How long does it take to design and build a robot?
A lot of time. You're given 6 weeks to work on the robot once they reveal the tasks that you have to perform. And we try and make the most of that. So we make from 6 to 9 on weekdays, and then from 12 to 6 on Saturdays. and then when it's nearing the end of build season, we usually have a few midnight meetings.
The times on it are pretty restrictive, right? I mean, when you run out of time, when it's like your build time's over, you have to put the thing in a box or something.
Yeah,
right?
You have to put it in a bag and then you zip tie the bag shut, and then that's it. It's in the bag.
What if it's not quite working right when that time comes?
Funny you say that, because this year we put a broken robot in the bag. But it's like, because then the week before your competition, you have 6 hours to take it out of the bag and work on it a bit more. So now it's working a lot better. But at that point in time, we'd like just broken the chain, and it's like, well, okay, here it goes in the bag. So yeah, you're just kind of up a creek, I guess.
What kind of robot do you have to build?
It depends each year. This year, there's a lot of differing terrains over the field. So some teams will choose to build a more rugged all-terrain robot. And then there's also a few goals at the end of each side of the field that the robots can shoot balls into. And so you can choose, it's really variable this year, so you can choose to have like a really good all-terrain robot or a really good shooting robot or both if you have that amount of time.
Is it following like a theme of some sort?
Yeah, this theme this year is medieval. Last year was recycling.
Yeah.
So medieval. So you were talking about shooting things. So you're catapulting cows and things?
We're shooting boulders, actually, castle. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That does sound pretty neat. When you start off, I want to kind of take you back. Okay, the first competition just unveiled their theme. And they said, okay, this is what your robot needs to do. And do you start off with a drawing board?
Multiple.
Okay, talk about it.
You break up into groups and you start, or first of all, you really need to like look at the rules, see what the point values are worth, what is really worth accomplishing. Like sometimes there's a task in there and it's like, well, that's extremely hard and not worth a lot of points, therefore we're not going to tackle that one. So you just kind of see what you're looking for doing, and then we break off into different groups and we all like sketch up different ideas for different components, and then we pitch them to each other and we come up with a design. It's not exactly the final design, because I'd consider the final design being the robot in the end of the build season, because it changes a lot throughout the entire 6 weeks. Yeah. I don't know if you guys can.
Yeah. Initially, like the first day when it was released, we had the few teams that we were broken up into had like wildly varying designs, because like some teams had just like an all-terrain robot that couldn't shoot, and some teams were like mainly focused on shooting, depending on the point values. And so usually we just break into groups, and then after a few days of discussing, we come together and then iron out most of the details with our final ideas.
In our audience, we have a lot of like Michigan Tech engineers and people that teach, and they they would know a lot more about this than I would, and you guys know a lot more about robotics and designing these robots and programming them than I do. So talk to me about what makes a robot, the ones that you build. What parts do you have to use? How do you program it? How do you get it to shoot those basketballs?
A lot.
Where do you get the parts?
Where do we get the parts? Well, when the game is released, you also get the kit of parts, which is just giving you like generic pieces. Like they give you
a radio.
Yeah, they give you like a radio so you can connect to the field. And do they give us any?
Just little bits and pieces, but not really much in the way of building materials like metal, okay, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's more electrical components.
Yeah.
So are you able then to, sort of scavenge around and add things to your robot when you need like the wheels and the wires and all that?
Yeah, a lot of that's ordering. So it's kind of an expensive activity to be a part of, but but it's a lot of fun.
What about the program?
Well, the programming is the language Java, and we use Eclipse, which then gets... We kind of transfer it onto the RoboReel, which is effectively the brain of the whole robot. And from there, we can plug everything else in, like the all the motors, the motor controllers, and it all goes through a circuit board, like a really small, compact circuit board, which then sends the signals out to everything to tell them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, basically.
Does the robot know what to do, or do you have to control it like a remote-controlled car?
Both. Like, you have a small period at the beginning of each match called autonomous period, and that's when you have a preloaded program on the robot, and it executes that program. And so it'll be just doing its own thing, depending on how you like what you tell it to do beforehand. And then after that, then you have two people on the drive team that go up and drive the robot and operate the robot in the last... like section of the match.
During autonomous, they actually make the drive team stand behind the line to like make sure that you aren't driving it at all, that it's completely the robot doing it. So, yeah.
What kind of things go wrong?
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like for our drivetrain, we have chains connecting the wheels, and when a chain breaks, that's very devastating because suddenly only one half of your robot drives and you're dragging the other half along with you. This year, of course, it's a big concern that our shooter might break and like smash it into a defense or something like that.
Yeah, this year we have a really complicated robot. Like most of the complication is in the shooter, but also the drivetrain is fairly complicated. So unfortunately, that means that a lot can go wrong.
Well, which is tougher, when a chain breaks or something that you can physically see, or when the robot is simply not doing what it's supposed to do and everything looks like it should be working?
That's kind of what's happening now.
Honestly, when you can't see what's happening, then that's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, everything is hooked up and ready to go, but we're just working through some of the programming issues, like getting the shooter to talk with the robot and talk with the program and just get everything working and calibrated so that we can actually tilt it up and down to the right angles that we want it to. Mm-hmm.
How many people are on the team? Just where thereabouts, if you're not exactly sure.
About 15 of us.
About 15. And when you joined, did you have to test in, or was it open to anybody that wanted to participate?
Anyone who wants to come.
Okay. So even if you don't know a lot about robotics and programming, as you had mentioned, if this is something you wanted to get involved, probably now it's too late, but certainly at the beginning of the year when you get this started, you can get, you know, something you want to do, you can give it a try, see if you like it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all of you did. You have you're traveling to this competition coming up, you know, this particular weekend, and then, of course, the Escanaba. What goes into that? You're taking a bus. How's it going?
For our Lakeview event, we're all piling onto a charter bus along with Calumet and Lake Linden as well, which is very exciting because I like those teams. They're nice. So we're getting on a charter bus and we're heading down there. And then for Escanaba, we're just carpooling. Competitions are a lot of fun, though. Like, it's a great atmosphere. Like, everybody's always, like, super-duper happy, and everybody's dancing because there's always music playing, and the robots are super cool, and it's just a great atmosphere.
Well, talk about St. Louis, then, from last year, because that had to be wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. To see everybody there, and like you walk down onto the field and it is enormous. It was incredible. It was such a surreal moment.
Did you just invent a word, by the way?
Yeah, I use that a lot.
Okay, you might have to trademark that one because I don't think I've heard it. What was the competition level like in St. Louis, because now you're not dealing with the best in the UP, you're dealing with the best in the world?
It's kind of interesting because so all across the world, there's teams. But then when you look at a map of where all the teams are located, there's like an epicenter at Michigan. Like there are so many teams coming out of Michigan. And not only that, but a lot of them are really good. So there were 400 teams in our division last year. No, There was so there were 400 teams there last year, and 100 of them were from Michigan.
Okay.
So that's a huge amount of the teams already coming from Michigan. So the World Championship is extremely difficult because now you're coming across all these other teams that are super good, and a lot of and all the Michigan teams are really good as well. So it's crazy.
Did you see any robots there that you said, how on earth did they make it do that?
Yes. What so many. So many. like 4 out of 5 that you walk past is like, I don't know how you did that. That's pretty incredible. Yeah.
What could it do?
Well, last year's game was stacking totes, and so you had to like stack them really quickly. And our robot, we could get out a 6-stack with like a stack of 6 totes with a recycling container on top, because as Ethan said, last year's game was recycling. So we could do that. But then there were some teams that were like whipping out 2 6-stacks and then 3 6-stacks, and it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
And you finished, you told me, was he 5th in your division?
Yes.
Okay. You going to be able to beat that this year?
I mean, that's the goal.
I mean, you know your robot. If it's a broken chain fix, I mean, how confident are you feeling?
I feel like once we go to at least our first competition, we'll have a better idea. But
yeah, we went down to Duluth a few days ago to just spectate one of the competitions. And from what we saw there, I'm fairly confident in our abilities. If we can get the shooter working, I think we're going to be pretty high up there.
Besides Tyler, were there other new people that were new on the team this being the first year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There
was
probably 5 other people?
Yeah.
4 or 5 other people? 4 or 5.
And Ethan, you've seen this now since being your 4th year. You've seen a lot of people join for the first year.
Yeah.
But between you and Tyler, talk about, you know, that sort of from the first day, not knowing really what's kind of going on, to now first, you know, major competition, how much you learn and, you know, get comfortable working with the robotics.
Well, I've definitely learned a lot. I came in thinking I knew everything about programming, but it wasn't even the right language. So it's effectively learning German, but going to France.
That's a good analogy.
So then I just started from the bottom and gradually worked my way up by taking all the menial tasks that no one else wanted to do, like greasing the gearboxes, which actually isn't all that bad. If you join robotics, you should do that. No one else wants to. Now going to my first competition, it's a little bit overwhelming. I don't know what I'm going to be doing there, but
you'll be having fun.
I'll definitely be doing that, yeah.
One of the things that strikes me talking to the three of you is how much you've talked about how the team had to work together, how you had to design the robot together, you had to work out problems together. These are valuable skills that, you know, sometimes people don't learn at all, but they need to have them to be successful in just about anything you're going to do. So I guess if, you know, someone jump in and talk about getting everybody to work together to accomplish, you know, a goal and how that happens with, you know, a group of young people in high school.
A lot of pros and cons work on the whiteboard. Like,
lots of lists.
Since there's so many options this year, it was really, really hard to get everybody to agree for a single design. So we had to be really mature about it and really professional about how we approached it. And so we just had to work together and just weigh out all of the different options without any biases, just because like they thought of a design that it's better. They just were honest about it. And using pros and cons, we were able to just come out with a single design without very much conflict, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. So are you excited?
I'm super excited. I'm always excited. Yeah.
Build expectations as far as what you want to see happen when you go to this competition, and what are they?
Yeah, I mean, we have expectations, especially since we've been doing really good for the past 2 years, being that we qualified for Worlds both years. But I mean, you never know. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll do really good. And yeah, I guess our expectations are that we'll do really good and we'll like make it to St. Louis and all that fun stuff. But yeah, I mean, I guess we can't hold our expectations too high because you never know.
Now, Ethan, you're on your last year. Mm-hmm. What are you going to miss the most about being on the robotics team here?
everything, really. Just, like, being able to work on the robot. Like, I'm planning on going to tech for mechanical engineering, because it's pretty convenient. And so tech students can volunteer and mentor the robotics team, but they can't really work on the robot. They just have to, like, provide info and, like, expertise. So I think I'm going to really miss working on the robot, because that was a blast this year. But I'm also just going to miss everyone here. It's going to be really sad when we all go.
I don't want them to graduate. I want to keep them.
And Tyler, you're on the other end of the spectrum, so I'm going to ask you the question a little bit differently. What are you looking forward to being able to do as part of this team the next 3 years?
Well, I'm looking forward to finally finishing up with Java and learning how to do that. It's complicated, but I'm also looking forward to all the competitions and maybe being able to drive the robot if I can figure that out too. But that's about it.
Well, I want to wish all three of you and the rest of the team the best of luck coming up on this. Do you have something?
Yeah, we'd also like to quickly thank our sponsors, our local sponsors.
Be my guest.
So, Sands Auto Sales has been a huge sponsor, as well as Dr. Kavorik.
Great Lakes Sound and Vibrations and GS Engineering.
And the Houghton High School. Can't forget them.
Good luck this weekend and in Escanaba and, you know, the rest of the way as well, and to all the teams participating in the competition. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.